Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Coding, it's a beast, right? Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of frameworks and languages?
Totally. It's like the moment you master one thing, bam, it's ancient history. I've been there, questioning my entire existence.
Catherine, with 9 years under her belt, gets it. She's spilling the tea on coding pitfalls and how to avoid them. Like chasing the shiniest new framework. Been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt.
So true. What's the point if it's going to be obsolete next week? Catherine's take on Morgan Housel's same as ever is spot on. Change is the only constant. So focus on the fundamentals.
Data structures, algorithms, design patterns, the bedrock of good coding. Those never go out of style. Even learning dead languages like PHP cuff isn't a total waste if you grasp the underlying concepts.
Right? Like, who knew PHP could be a stepping stone to Java? It's all about those transferable skills. Gotta love a good origin story.
And how we learn. Some of us are bookworms, others need visuals. Catherine's a video gal, just like me. API docs still scare me, you know? But a good video tutorial? Game changer.
Totally. Don't beat yourself up if reading isn't your jam. Find what clicks for you. But beware of tutorial hell. We've all been there, passively watching, thinking we're coding ninjas.
It's the illusion of knowledge. You gotta get your hands dirty, build something real. Catherine's advice? One tutorial, then apply it. Test yourself. Build a project. Make it your own.
I see. Interesting. Brilliant, the sponsor. Fits right in. 15 minutes a day. Learn by doing. Their large language model course? Super cool, especially with AI exploding everywhere.
Absolutely. And that dreaded imposter syndrome. That feeling when someone solves your hours-long bug in minutes. It's brutal, but it's not about intelligence. It's experience.
Got it. Catherine's recommendation of growth mindset is gold. Coding's a skill, not magic. Anyone can learn it with grit and a high frustration tolerance.
Preach. The best coders embrace the struggle. They know things will break. They plan for it. It's not an obstacle. It's part of the journey. And that mindset shift? Huge.
So Ali Abdaal's morning magic, right? Catherine takes it further. An hour of deep work after sleep and exercise? Worth four times the afternoon slump. Coding's mentally taxing. You gotta recharge.
Yeah. Cal Newport's four-hour deep work limit resonated with me too. Use the rest of the day for less intense tasks. Sustainable and enjoyable, that's the key. And don't forget exercise. A quick walk can clear the coding fog. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. See you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.